We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's jump online with Mike from Charlotte. Hey, Mike.
Terrell, I just heard the most concise, economic, philosophical explanation of tariffs, economy in general, in 30 minutes in that first hour than I've heard in two and a half years, Trump's entire history on this radio station. Furthermore, I might add, thank you very much for that, by the way. Furthermore, I might add, even embedded in those contracts to reduce the short-term pain with these tariffs that he's exercising, he's a builder and a developer. He takes bid contracts. If he gets a contract from somebody that's up the supply chain or down the supply chain, the guy's performing some kind of concrete work and the price of concrete goes up, that's not the consumer's problem. He understands that's embedded in all of this. So that'll absorb a lot of the short-term pain. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you, first of all, thank you very much, Mike, for the compliment. Do you know where I learned all this? I used to be for NAFTA and against tariffs, if you can believe this. I listened intently to Trump's speeches on the campaign trail in uncut form, which they almost never played on television. And he explained all this in bits and pieces here and there. And after a while, you began to look at it and to understand how it worked. And our economy did not work the way that Washington had told us it worked. In fact, almost everything they tell us in Washington is a lie about how our economy works. And so thank you very much for that. But yeah, and you know what? A sixth grader could understand this. This is not hard to understand why the tariffs are necessary. Let me ask you this question. And I'm hitting the WBT audience a little hard here, too. Pence is on 106.3 and also WBT. The answer, listeners to my regular show will know the answer to this. How was the federal government funded after the Revolutionary War? After the Constitution, how do we fund it? What do we use to fund the federal government? Do you know? Taxes. There were some fees, yes. I guess you could call them taxes, but no. We didn't have the income tax till the early 1900s. Yeah, took an amendment to the Constitution. Why did it? Because the founding fathers were violently opposed to income taxes. Bet you didn't know that. If you read the Federalist Papers and some of the debate around the Constitution, there was widespread agreement there would be no income tax because they likened it to slavery. And it is slavery. It's just you're not wholly owned. They only own part of your time, but you're still a slave for that time. They thought it was slavery, and there was no way they were re-enslaving themselves to some government. So, no, they didn't want income taxes. In fact, they'd be appalled if they learned we ever passed a constitutional amendment to allow an income tax. So how'd they pay for the government? Tariffs. Tariffs. To understand how Trump is using tariffs. And this is part of the problem that I think a lot of these commentators have on business stations, business channel. You can't look in our lifetimes. Nobody's done anything like this in our lifetime. Yeah, we've used tariffs, but they used them in a protectionist way. The Democrats did. To isolate certain industries from any kind of competition, foreign competition at all. Trump's not doing that. If you're a country in good standing, which most countries in the world are with us, you can go make whatever. Make steel, make cars, whatever. Send them here. Just don't levy higher tariffs on us than we levy on you. And don't block our goods from coming into your markets. And you're good. You can come in here and compete with any American business you want to. And that's the difference. That's why you're not seeing the prices go up. And you're not seeing the quality go down like they did when the Democrats used tariffs to protect the auto industry and the unions. This isn't hard stuff to understand. I mean, it is fascinating to watch Trump use these tariffs because he is truly conducting economics in the mold of the founding fathers. And it drives me bonkers to see these Republicans go on television. It's Republican so-called leaders who haven't a clue in their brains and say, Well, we need a return to capitalism. Get away from these tariffs. The founding fathers must be ruling over in their graves. Without foreign goods, we'll be... No, folks, do you know what percentage of the goods and services that we use, that we make here in this country? Do you have any idea? 70%. The rest is foreign. It's about 30%. And those goods and services, pretty affordable, right? Yeah. Well, that's how the founding fathers intended it. They were isolationists. They were. And tariffs would be adjusted. There were products there were more demand for. For some reason, we didn't have the goods. We could always lower the tariffs back down to zero if we wanted to. But when you're talking about a constitutionally run government, our government should be funded entirely by tariffs and no other tax. That's what the founding fathers intended. Bet you didn't know that. You certainly would know that listening to Republicans. Well, we got to get back to capitalism. You mean as opposed to what the founding fathers intended? Yeah. And yet nobody knows this because we are so robbed of our history. We really are. We truly are. All right. I got to jump on this. Oh, this is so me. Okay. Are you a night owl? Like, you know, you're up all night? You are one of these morning people. Boy, I want to slap those people. I am not a morning person. I am not. It takes a lot of caffeine for me to do a morning show. I'm at my worst in the morning. So I'm not a night owl and I'm not a morning person. So I've always kind of wondered. Well, they have found studying people's energy levels. There's two more categories. There's afternooners and nappers. Yeah, like people whose energy levels peak. Yeah, some people, oh, this is so me. I am a napper. If I do not get my nap like starting at 11:30, I am done for. My eyes start to droop. The customers at my lunch meetings are like, are you okay? No, I'm not here. Scientists have discovered that while some people's energy levels peak in the mornings or evenings, you know, the morning people and the night people, others feel most alive between noon and evening. Oh, that is so me. After my nap. Man, I don't get that nap. I am dead. 3 o'clock. I cannot stand up. I have to lean over on the counter to prop myself up. That is so me. Is that you? This is... I'm so glad. It's okay. So apparently there's four categories. Love to hear from you if you fall into one of these categories. Because I finally have found my sleep home. Texter writes, wow, 6 hours of tarot, raw truth overload. Hope you can handle it. Yeah, I'm about to need my nap here in about 15 minutes, so I don't know if I can keep going forever, but I'll try. Texter writes, absolutely amazing. They got Trump Jr. up in there trying to get him caught up in anything they can imagine, and Hunter Biden is out there running wild, sniffing coke and cutting backdoor illegal bribe deals with China. I know.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, golly. All right, let's jump on the line with Mark. Hey, Mark.
Hey, I used to be a night worker, and some things that I noticed during the years that you had the overheating prevention of the mercury vapor bulbs in our streetlights.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the amber ones that were more energy efficient. Well, what that does is it creates more artificial sunlight and can be hard for people to get to sleep. But the benefit is that if there is some bad guys doing some things, you have some better resolution as the phones get better resolution in their front-facing and rear-facing cameras. So I go to the great cheap supplements of helping people sleep in the cloud, and $9 for a charcoal gray or black tablecloth. Get a tape measure out. Problem solved.
Hmm. Well, then thank you for your phone call, Mark. Certainly appreciate it. By the way, if you're just tuning in, he's talking. This was a revelation to me. This new study, because you know, he's told, well, there's two kinds of people. There's morning people and there's night owls. Well, now they've found out, studying actual energy peaks in your blood, that there are actually four categories. Because I'm neither of those. I'm not a night owl, and I'm not a morning. Oh, definitely not a morning person. I am totally out of it in the morning, which is weird because I do a morning show. But know that there are people whose energy peaks between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m., and then there are nappers. And man, I is so I am a napper, and I can't even use this job as an excuse, because I mean, I will get up at 9 o'clock on Saturday, and then noon rolls around, I gotta have a nap. And my husband's like, you know, I know he's thinking, you just got out of bed. I'm like, no, I just need a nap to keep going. But apparently, I'm normal, which has been a revelation to many of you on the text line. Texter writes, I'm 1,000% a napper too. A friend constantly makes fun of me for being that way too. I need you to send me this article. Well, I did. I just sent the article. I can't help it. It doesn't matter how much I sleep. I have to have the nap. I've always been so jealous of people like my husband. He had 5 hours. He's done. He's walking around bored. He's fine. He is ready to go for the next 24. Man, I need 8 hours, maybe 9, and then I need a nap. It makes me feel like such a slacker, but I can't help it. It's just the way that I'm wired. I mean, maybe they'll fix this. Maybe the Chinese will fix this someday. Selling us technology they stole from us first. 800-347-1063 is the call line. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. Let's jump on the line with Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
Hey. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
I just want to give you my version of the socialist and the difference between a socialist and a capitalist.
Okay,
the socialists ride the wagon, the capitalists push the wagon. Now, growing up on a farm, that's the reason I use that illustration. And that's the reason Pelosi and Reid and Obama were sitting in the wagon. It just wouldn't go nowhere because there's more people riding than were pushing.
Yeah, and then eventually you get what's going on in Venezuela, where the socialists get really mad at the capitalists for not pushing fast enough, so they shoot them in the head. Then the wagon doesn't move at all, and they sit there and starve.
That's correct. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, Bobby. Appreciate your phone call. By the way, speaking of socialist versus capitalism, you want a clear, I mean, just a totally clear illustration of socialism versus capitalism? Here you go. Headline, Venezuelan man killed in violent scrap for gasoline. I mean, he was a little testy. Understandably, he'd already waited 22 hours. A man was killed and wounded following a dispute at a service station in Venezuela's state of Mérida on Saturday, as vehicle's owners were forced to wait hours or even days to access gasoline. Folks, Venezuela was the richest country in that part of the hemisphere 20 years ago. Why? Oil. And now they don't even have gas. Only socialism can screw up a country this badly. Okay, so let's contrast the headlines, shall we? Venezuelan man killed in violent scrap for gasoline, because they finally delivered it. And man, then the bloodshed. That's going to be the bloodshed broke out, right? Because it's socialist. It's totally screwed up. Headline, the Carolinas. This is in the state newspaper. Just contrast. Gas prices could dip below $2 a gallon in some states, including South Carolina, company says. Why? That's because we have a glut. Folks, I mean, the summer driving season, that's when the gas prices are the highest. It's the blend, but it's also just supply and demand, right? More people driving, go more places.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
They're saying that we could see the drop below $2 per gallon by mid-July. Mm-hmm. And you won't even get shot buying it. I mean, well, as long as you don't go to the wrong part of town. But I mean, you won't even get shot buying it. You know what? By the way, did you see this last week? While we're on this, Bobby got me going on this socialism versus capitalism thing. Did you see what they had last week? A glorious celebration. Should be a national day off, in my opinion. Donut Day. Oh, God, I love a donut. My weakness. I have to drive by Krispy Kreme on my way home. Sometimes I have to grip the wheel to keep from turning it. I look as I do. It's not on my diet. Love a donut. Right? Well, I mean, if you followed Venezuela at all, I mean, they had a year 2 years ago where the average weight loss was like 20 pounds per person. And that was like 2 years ago, so I'm really worried about them. They ought to be up to like 60 pounds gone by now. I mean, they're starving. They broke into the zoos and killed the animals to eat them. Do you know they had to armor the food trucks? Because people were attacking them? Do you know they had to do that? It was bad. Okay. Contrast with America. To celebrate Donut Day, they gave away donuts. Did you see on Donut Day, did you notice? Because I did, because I love donuts, so I pay attention to these things. The line around the Krispy Kreme. There was a line wrapping around the Krispy Kreme. And you know why they give away one donut? Because you can't eat one. You'll buy another one when you go in there. They probably made a killing. Okay. Do you know what would happen if they had free Donut Day in Venezuela? I mean, it would never happen. Because their economy is too whacked to pull off such a thing. Do you know what happened? And no, I know, seriously, I'm not laughing. I'm just seriously. If they had free Donut Day in Venezuela, the blood would run in the streets. No blood would run in the streets. Some people haven't had food for 2 days would be coming to try to get the donut. And they would run out. Because when there's a shortage, guess what? The lines get long. They wait for 2 days for the damn donut. And then guess what? Somebody gets shot in the head. They couldn't do it. Folks, they have to. Do you realize they killed the lions and ate them? And we are giving away donuts? Just to get you in the store? That's the difference between capitalism and socialism. So drive away this summer. Golly, gas prices below $2. It's like, I don't want to date myself. That's like what I used to pay when I started driving. And it's awesome. 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. Texter writes, I can't read that. Okay. Y'all send me something I can write. Can't do any of that. All right. A lot of people requesting the podcast, though, because of my explanation of tariffs in the last hour. I wish Americans could just hear how tariffs really work. I really do. If tariffs are so destructive, why was/is everyone except the U.S. using them to protect their industry segments and economies? This is what everybody missed. We didn't just go to war with China. We went to war with what? Germany, parts of Europe. Why? Why do we do that? What do we want? Well, we did tariffs because we're being protectionist. No, we're not being protectionist. That's not why we did it. Trump didn't ask him to stop selling their stuff here. In fact, he tried to cut deals with them so they could sell their stuff here. He's working on such a deal with the UK right now. No, he said, your tariffs are higher than our tariffs. You're blocking our market access. Lower them. Now, wait a minute. Ralph writes in an email to me. Our current middle class Main Street economic growth and the shifting supply chain results bringing manufacturing jobs back to the U.S. completely refutes the U.S. Chamber of Commerce's Tom Donahoe's doomsayer promised economic proclamations. The million-dollar question, if tariffs are so destructive, why was everyone except the U.S. using them to protect their industry segments and economies against our goods? Whoa. Thank you, Ralph. You've just mind slapped me. No. Let's go back. Did you remember the beginning of this? When Trump was aiming, and he still is with Europe. They're still in talks. And it was Germany, and we, you know, could go through it. It was Germany, it was France, it was UK, and their tariffs on our goods were higher than our tariffs on their goods, sometimes twice as high. And it might be 10% versus 5. Wait a minute. Washington has told us we can't manufacture anything. Yeah, the wages are too high here. We can't compete. We're going to be an information economy. Oh. Well, then why is Europe putting tariffs on our goods to block them from coming in? I mean, if they're so dang expensive, if we can't compete, why do they need tariffs to keep us out of their markets? You know what the secret is that Washington doesn't want? You know, you want to make this in, it is so simple. You know what it all boils down to? We can compete. We've always been able to compete. We've always been able to wax them. Always. In innovation. Mechanization.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Now with our energy supplies and the fracking, we're going to be able to super compete. Washington lied to us. They were selling off our jobs. And again, the best proof of that, the best proof of that is NAFTA. Here's why. Go back and look at Mexico in the year before NAFTA. If these companies went down to Mexico, all these auto companies, 3 million jobs we lost. If all these auto companies went down to Mexico because of the cheap labor, why didn't they go down to Mexico before NAFTA? Again, the year before NAFTA, we had a $1.5 billion trade surplus with Mexico. We sold them more stuff than they sold us. The first trade deficit with Mexico came in the year after NAFTA. Well, labor prices didn't go down in that year, did they? No, they've always been the same. This is the biggest lie Washington has ever told us. So why did all those companies go down to Mexico then? Why'd they do that? They went down to Mexico because George H. Bush, Daddy, as I call him, boy, Daddy was a mess. George Bush the first, and Clinton. Because remember, NAFTA was written by Daddy. Clinton implemented it. Clinton got it through, but NAFTA was written by Daddy. What did NAFTA do exactly? Well, NAFTA opened up what was called the NAFTA loophole to allow the cheap Chinese goods to come up through Mexico and down from Canada. Not goods created because they're better at capitalism, because they have lower wages. Chinese cannot beat us at capitalism. You will see this if these tariffs stay in place. They can't. We're better at it than them. We can produce a better, more solid good at a lower cost, even with the higher wages. Don't forget, they got to ship the stuff. That's incredibly expensive. They cannot beat us, folks. They can't. Well, then, why do we need NAFTA? Because these big multinational companies wanted to lard up on Chinese communist subsidized goods. The Chinese government subsidizes many of these goods at below the cost to make them, to destroy the U.S.-based industries that used to make them, so they can come in and have a monopoly and do what? Jack up prices. Folks, in these industries, when we're told, well, the Chinese, they get the cheap price, we don't know what the cheapest price is. We haven't had capitalism in these industries in decades. The price is whatever the Chinese government subsidizes it to be. Now, that's not all Chinese goods. I am generalizing. But it's the weaponized ones. Steel, aluminum, car parts. All NAFTA did was allow our multinational companies to move down to Mexico and up to Canada so they could put the Chinese parts in and ship them back in through the NAFTA loophole. Now, there's no NAFTA loophole at the seaports. They can't get them in that way. NAFTA just opened. There was never any capitalism in NAFTA. There was never any, we're going to get better goods so that, because, you know, we're going to get more competition. No, there was never any of that. And the best, Ralph, the best, to answer your question, and this is, you know, what you're talking about. If we had moved to Mexico for the lower wages, we'd have done it before NAFTA. We did not. Because we're not down there for the lower wages. And as you're beginning to see these announcements, all these auto companies are beginning to expand their facilities in our country. Why? Well, that's a NAFTA loophole. Why would you stay in Mexico? By the time you shipped a car up here, you're even Steven with our labor prices. Never mind the problems getting cheap electricity. We still have cheaper electricity up here than they do down in Mexico. You cannot compete with us. And that's why. That is what you will see these auto companies coming back. Did you just see, again, Foxconn? That's a huge announcement today. Foxconn is going to, what are they going to do? They do some of their manufacturing of our cell phones and so they're the number one assembler. They assemble it, right? They're in China, but they're also in Wisconsin. And Foxconn says, oh, well, because Chinese tariffs, no, they're not going to really affect iPhones. But wait, I thought they had a media meltdown saying there was. All these commentators on TV, they're not going to affect iPhone. Why? Because they're going to shift production to Wisconsin. Well, that'll cause a big price hike. Actually, no. Their board member said, not really. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.